Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show. All of our guests that appear on 97.3 The Fan join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. Facing criminal charges, trust David P. Shapiro criminal defense attorneys helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. As part of being live and local, we like to focus in on a lot of local sports, and one of them is getting underway tomorrow. The San Diego Goals are back in action. The AHL affiliate of the Anaheim Ducks that reside right here in America's finest city will be ready to take on Coachella Valley coming up tomorrow to start their 2025-2026 season. And at the helm of the San Diego Goals is their head coach, Matt McIlvain, and he joins us right now on the Brayden Suprenant Show. Matt, what's going on? How's your Thursday going?
Oh, Thursday's great. We're done with practice. Quick, short, and sweet, and we've got our eyes on tomorrow.
Should be a fun time, obviously, getting the season started. Always got that preseason jitters. As for you, you know, what's about, like, that first time getting on the ice for, you know, after the off season and starting a season anew? I mean, I would imagine you're probably not going to get too much sleep tonight.
There's just so much excitement. You know, we all remember that first day of school feeling. And I think when you're working in sport, every time at the beginning of the season, there's that same type of a feeling where you just can't wait to go take off on this journey with such great people around you and go try to chase down a goal together. So always a privilege and always exciting.
You're a native of Naperville, Illinois. You won 5 league championships as a head coach and assistant coach in Europe in the last 10 seasons before you were obviously the coach here with the San Diego Goals. Hockey in your blood. I mean, tell us about how you got into the sport and what got you into coaching.
Well, so getting to the sport, I grew up in the 90s when rollerblades were the thing. And so I got a pair of rollerblades and I said, this is something, but I'm missing. And so I put a stick in my hands. I was like, okay, there's maybe something here. And we lived in Portland, Oregon at the time. And there was a junior team there that I started to follow. So that was really the beginning of falling in love with the sport for me and getting into coaching. I'm just about to turn 40 years old in the next month. And I've been coaching this is my 15th season. And so that means that I got started really young. I had a lot of injuries in my playing career that was very short, but I think there was a bigger plan going on for me, and this is where I was supposed to be able to use my passion for the game is to go help others to achieve their goals. And so I've fallen in love with it, and all of a sudden here I am as a career coach.
And I've been here since 2023 here in San Diego. I mean, it's, you know, maybe for us in Southern California. And I, you know, growing up here in San Diego, I knew two kids in my neighborhood in Scripps Ranch that played hockey. Both of them ended up playing in the NHL. One of them, Thatcher Demko, now with the Vancouver Canucks, played Little League Baseball with him growing up. But Southern California is an interesting place for hockey to be. Is it, you know, you've been to a lot of different places in Europe, and most of the places you've coached in get really, really cold. Is it fun to coach in an area that doesn't really have a lot of ice when you're coaching a sport that involves a lot of ice?
It's just so unique for the area, I feel. We do this skate around Christmas time for the Children's Hospital, and you're looking at palm trees on an outdoor rink, and it's so unbelievable to kind of put all of these things together. And, you know, for the San Diego Ghosts have a long, rich history, and we call them America's finest bands, but they turn up and they turn out, and it's a lot of fun to be in Pechanga with the fans rocking and watching the team have some success. And that's been one of the things that we're really privileged for, is to have a great following of loyal fans who show up and make it really fun to play in front of them.
Your head coach, you're also a family man. You guys obviously have been here as a family, residing in San Diego for the last couple of years. What's your favorite part about San Diego and being a head coach here?
We just love it. Anybody who asks, I always say my wife and my kids, we're just thriving. There's something so unique to, you know, getting home from my day at the rink, and I go meet the kids, getting done with school, and hey, let's go for a picnic at the beach this evening, or you know, let's go for a hike and go see what San Diego has to offer. Oh, and by the way, it's November and it's like 75, 78 degrees. So there's just so much that San Diego has to offer. And I think for me, the way that the community has taken us in, and we've become a part of the community very quickly through all of our children's ties, it's a real privilege to be here and to live here.
Let's talk about your 2025 San Diego goals. Now, obviously, it's interesting coaching at the AHL level when you have a parent, affiliation, obviously, with the Anaheim Ducks just up the road, and you guys are there to facilitate the Anaheim Ducks, and kind of where they're at really affects where you guys are at in terms of talent and managing players. I mean, how does coaching work for you guys at the AHL level, knowing we got to get these guys ready for the NHL, but also, you know, trying to win games each and every night because it is a profession?
I think that's a critical part of understanding the American League, is that the American League doesn't exist without the purpose of serving the NHL team. And so one of our big goals for the first couple of years is Anaheim has been in a rebuilding phase. And so what that means is they've had a lot of draft picks that turn into prospects, that turn into goals. And our job has been to create an environment for them where they can learn championship habits and behaviors and that align with being able to be called up and go have success. And we've been really proud of the guys we've been able to move on that are now Ducks and thriving and full-time Ducks. And so that's a big part of our project. The other part is that we've got that loyal fan base that we talked about, and they're ready to see some winning in San Diego. And so our team is built deeper this year. We're a little bit older. And the guys that have been here, we can rely on some experiences that we've all gained together in the last few years. And, you know, we're excited to go chase down an opportunity to go play into the postseason.
We're talking with Matt McIlvain. He's the head coach of the San Diego Ghosts, joining us on the Braden Soprenant Show. You know, let's talk about some of the players. I mean, obviously, for a community that has a lot of diehard, loyal Ghosts fans that have been around for a long time, as this is now the third edition of the San Diego, fourth edition of the San Diego Ghosts, and the rich history, as you mentioned, obviously, got the retirement of Willie O'Ree's jersey here in the rafters at Pechanga Arena. You know, for the kind of casual fan, and then it's tough in Southern California, we got a lot to compete with. You know, what are some of the players' names that they should be on the lookout for and excited to go watch when you guys open up at Pechanga Arena?
It's always so hard to name players, you know, because there's so many that I think the fans would enjoy watching. But we're privileged to be able to host some first-round draft picks like Stian Solberg and Nathan Gaucher. We have Tristan Luneau, who was one of the top rookie scoring defensemen in the league last year. Sasha Pasichoff was almost a point-of-game player in his second season. But we like to say that the strength of our team is our team. And I think that when the fans turn up to come cheer us on, what they'll see is a really hard working group of guys that they can obviously care about each other and obviously see that they care about winning.
How much are you involved with, you know, keeping the everything similar to what the Anaheim Ducks do? How much communication does especially with how close you guys are, and keeping everything in terms of the Ducks organization with, you know, philosophies, how guys prepare? I mean, a lot of, you know, major league or NHL teams like to have their AHL affiliates be relatively close, so when they get the call up, everything's a seamless transition. How much, you know, conversations are you guys having with the Ducks on a daily basis?
Well, I think first thing, the proximity is a huge privilege to the organization. Samuels have done a great job of being able to utilize both markets and you know, be able to have your affiliate team that's, you know, less than 90 minutes down the road. It's a big deal. And, you know, as far as our tasks, like, we really want to be aligned with our parent club. So we've recently had a coaching change with the Anaheim Ducks, which affects the way that we do things here in San Diego. So our job is that when the players get called up, that they're able to go jump in and have a lot of familiarity with the way that the team is going to move on the ice. And so they can really just focus in on their game, and everything else should feel really natural. And that's been something that we've accomplished, and we'll look to keep and build on.
We're talking with Matt McIlvain, who is the head coach of the San Diego Goals, joining us on the Brayden Soprenet Show. They start their season tomorrow against Coachella Valley. Last question I got for you, Matt. You know, when you describe the unit you have and the style of play that San Diego Goals hockey is to the casual fan, what do you want casual fans or just the diehard Goals fans to know about this 2025-2026 club before they start?
Our fans are going to see a team that's hard to play. You know, when soon as that puck drops, the competition begins. And our group is determined. Our group cares. Our group feels like we've got a chip on our shoulder and there's something to prove. And I think when the fans show up, they'll appreciate that unity that they can feel from the guys. And they'll see a team that is very difficult to play against.
Matt, we appreciate the time. I know you got meetings and getting ready for tomorrow's game on the road against Coachella Valley. And again, we'll be happy to talk to you guys or talk to you again, but also look forward to seeing you guys back in a home arena against the Henderson Silver Knights on Saturday, October 18th. Matt, thanks again for the time. Look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me.
Matt McIlvain, the head coach of the San Diego Goals, joining us on the Brayden Soprenet Show, part of the on the David P. Shapiro fan hotline. Facing criminal charges, trust David P. Shapiro criminal defense attorneys helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit davidpshapirolaw.com. I'm excited for the Goals.
Yeah, it's going to be a great year. It's going to be a lot of fun, as hockey seasons always are. And a different team. Very, very excited to watch some Goals games this year.
Home opener is next Saturday, the 18th. Not this Saturday, the following Saturday. They play the Henderson Silver Knights. They are celebrating the 10-year anniversary celebration. Goals, jersey, towel, and light-up wristband giveaway for the first game. They will then continue their slight homestand with a game Wednesday, October 22nd, against the Colorado Eagles. And then they'll go on the road again to take on Henderson. And they're back here on October 29th on a Wednesday against the San Jose Barracuda. Those are the three home games for the Goals in the month of October. He's right on the Ducks, and we talked about this off air. Look, I got into hockey, what year was that? Like 20, I was in high school, and I remember watching I remember watching Team USA and Canada in the Olympics, and the final being fun. And I was like, this is kind of fun. This is kind of a cool sport. I want to watch more of it. And I, you know, the closest team was the Anaheim Ducks. This is pre-San Diego Goals, too, before they announced that the Goals were coming back as a part of the Anaheim Ducks affiliate, which actually made it even better. And I got into hockey, and then the Ducks at the time were pretty good, so I've been watching Ducks games. I would consider myself a casual fan. I do like hockey. I'll throw it on. I think playoff hockey is probably the best form of playoffs you see in professional sports. The NHL playoffs are the best. It's better than MLB. It's better than the NFL playoffs. It's better than the NBA playoffs. From professional sports standpoint, the Stanley Cup playoffs are the best form
in the most exciting playoffs in professional sports. If you want to throw about college sports, I don't know if it's better than March Madness, but it's pretty damn close. And watching hockey, a lot of people always go, like, especially they're like, I don't know the rules of hockey. I don't know what icing is. Icing's easy to understand. It's not that, it's not a difficult sport. And there's strategy involved. There's different things. And it's fun. It's fun paced. Okay. And so we're watching the Ducks, the last camp, they have been, this has been a rough rebuild for the Anaheim Ducks. They had aging veterans, right? I mean, the Ducks at the last year of really, really being competitive had Ryan Getzlaff and Corey Perry, and they had traded for Ryan Kesler from the Canucks, who spent a long time with the Canucks. And they had these, like, aging stars on their team, and they're like, eh, we're going to go into rebuild mode. The rebuild mode has taken a long time. And in the rebuild mode, I mean, it was they had Bruce Boudreau as their head coach. They got rid of him.
Got another veteran coach now leading the way, Joel Quenneville, leading the way here.
Randy Carlyle came back, who led him to the, you know, Stanley Cup win that they had. And then all of a sudden it was multiple coaches back and forth. They ended up promoting Dallas Eakins from the San Diego Gulls to be head coach. But, I mean, the rebuild has been ongoing for so many years now. I'm actually shocked at the rebuild and how long it has taken the Anaheim Ducks to get back to, because they were such a well-run organization. I mean, year in and year out, the Ducks were at the top of the NHL and competing for a Stanley Cup almost every single year since they won it back in the mid-2000s. So I'm surprised, and that's a big reason why the goals have not been very good, is because the Ducks have had to use a lot of those players on their top team. They had to be in Anaheim. Now, with the Ducks getting a little bit better, and I know they trade away Trevor Zegras, which is, I think, painful for a lot of Ducks fans, but since they have now not had to pull up a lot of goals, and they have had some players now at the top level be able to stay there and kind of backfill. This is around the time the San Diego Gulls are going to start getting back to being that good team that they were. Because when they first moved back and the Anaheim Ducks moved their affiliate from Norfolk to San Diego, those first couple of years they were good. And then it went to rebuild process, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh, the Gulls are not very good. But that has more to do with Anaheim than it does with San Diego. I mean, they're at the mercy of what Anaheim does. But I think the Ducks are going to be better, and I think the Gulls are going to be better. It's going to be fun to watch hockey here in America's finest city. Did I miss anything on that? Because you're my resident hockey guy, Frank.
No, you did. You did very well.
Oh, thank you. Some of us do watch the Anaheim Ducks every once in a while. And you can watch the Parrot Club on Victory Plus. It's great. You can watch the San Diego Gulls on AHL.TV, and they have certain games that are on Fox 5. Go check out their schedule for any of that. And again, home opener, Ducks or Gulls hockey, Saturday, October 18th, 6 o'clock against the Henderson Silver Knights. Get out there, go watch the Gulls. It's fun. It's family fun entertainment. I know they do like dollar beer night sometimes on Fridays throughout the year. They got great promotions. It's a fun time to go watch, and it's a good deal. It's fun watching NHL, and it's the highest level of hockey that San Diego's at. And he's right. I mean, I know a lot of head coaches like to talk about the fans. The San Diego Gulls diehard fans are a good bunch, and we're going to try to promote the Gulls as much as possible here in town. Frank's going to go to all their games.
Attendance for the Gulls is actually very, very good. Now, you're not, as far as the as far as like the AHL, you're not going to get, you know, double five-digit attendances. But the first couple of years of the Gulls, they were the top three in attendance. So they would average a good 4,000 or 5,000 fans, which for the AHL is a lot. Hershey would average like 6 or 7 if they're usually the leaders in attendance. But they are, the Gulls are consistently in the top five in attendance in the AHL. And they're going into their 10th anniversary season, so that's also going to add a little bit of extra push to the team this year.
I need to get back to some goals games. I haven't been to a game in a while.
Well, pick a night and we'll go.
Our guy Derek Dawson's been on my ass about it. He's like, you talk about it all the time, but I haven't seen you once. He's calling me out. And you know what? I got to go. I have been using the excuse. So here's the deal. Like, my mom is dying to go to a goals game. And so I'm trying to get like a date that we can all, you know, the family can go. Because she wants to go. She wants to go with her fam. I'm like, cool. Got to find a date that works. It's hard when you also work in sports and there's other things that we have to do. But I might, that the Wednesday, October 22nd game is not a bad option. I love going to the goals games. They're fun.
Yeah, like I said, pick a night and we'll go. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, I got USD women's soccer that night. Okay, well, see, now I got to find. See, this is the problem when you work constantly. October 29th against the San Jose Barracuda. I might be there. How about that? All right.
Works for me.
Enough hockey for the day. Although we have the NHL Network on. I'm going to tell you right now, Frank has stuck to the bit of not having ESPN on in this station.
Oh, exactly.
It has not been on one time since he put them in timeout.
I told you.
They're especially in timeout with the way that they picked game times for next weekend, where I had to change my trip to Texas, which is still infuriating. When we come back, we got Thursday Night Football tonight. We're going to talk about Frank's beloved New York Giants, his favorite sports team of all time.
Right.
The G-Men.
That thing.
They're taking on the Eagles tonight. We'll get you a quick preview of that. That will be on our airwaves after Gwen and Chris. And Eddie Brown will get your lineup set for fantasy football when we return on the Braden's Apprentice Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you take me down in sports trivia, you are qualified for a chance to win our grand prize, a trip to two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace, two nights stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com for tickets. Big Seinfeld fan, like the show?
Big Seinfeld fan, yes.
I love Seinfeld. It's
almost like
a great show.
It feels like a requirement if you're an East Coaster to be a Seinfeld fan. Yeah.
Especially in New York.
Feels like a requirement.
I could probably quote a ton of them if I wasn't thinking about it right now on the spot. There's a lot of great... That show, like, I used to watch that show as a adolescent. I watched, like, almost every season of it. And it's, like, 20 times funnier now as a 30-year-old adult.
Yeah.
It's just way funnier now. And then, like, my brother got into it, and he, like, got into a bender of reading, of watching Seinfeld, a show about nothing. And then my sister was like, I want to get into that. I mean, just so many, just, like, so relatable. So it's so relatable. And then you get, of course, Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is basically, like, glorified Seinfeld anyway.
Yeah.
Because it's all about Larry David.
Yeah. Well, Larry David wrote Seinfeld.
I know.
So, yeah.
Have you ever seen the... I don't know the guy that... I don't know actors' names at all. I'm terrible at it. But George Costanza.
Jason Alexander, yep.
Yes, he was a character that's built off of Larry David. George Costanza. He admitted that. He's like, I was doing George, and I just kept would talk. I would just keep talking about it and try to... I came to the conclusion that... That George was Larry David. He was like, it was Larry.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything was about his life. George is Larry. It's great. No Soup for You is great. The Soup Nazi. It's a great episode.
The giant red light from the chicken place across the street with Kramer.
All the Kramer, the Kramer get rich quick schemes with Newman. Yes. All good. Just it's so much fun watching Seinfeld. Ass man on the license plate. That's right, Jerry. So many great things. There's so many, just so many little bits that they had. Putty, super Devils fan.
Yes, with that was...
Go Devils!
I just saw the clip, too, yesterday, because the Devils start. What's his name? Patrick Warburton.
Patrick Warburton does a great job with that. The eating the dessert with the fork and knife.
He painted his face. I see.
Is he eating a Snickers with a fork and a knife? She's eating it too. She's eating a Snickerdoodle with a fork and a knife. They're all doing it. Put it on a plate. Is he eating with them? 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Kyle in San Diego. You're on the Braden's Apprentice Show. What's going on, Kyle?
How much, guys? How you doing?
Doing well. What do you got for us today?
I was trying to play the take you on in trivia.
You're gonna have to call in tomorrow.
I mean, we have.
Do we have time?
If we want to get to Eddie Brown here.
All right, let's get to it.
All right, let's do it then.
All right.
Welcome to Midday Sports Standoff on the Braden Soprenin Show.
I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
The ultimate head-to-head battle where sports knowledge and quick thinking collide.
No, he's not good.
Are you kidding me, Mr.?
Contestants will go toe-to-toe with Braden in a sports trivia deal where every correct answer brings them closer to victory.
Down the sideline! Wow! Unbelievable!
But three strikes and it's game over.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Can you outsmart Braden? The Midday Sports Standoff starts now.
All right, Frank, we got Kyle Frank playing.
Yeah, it would appear as though we do, huh?
What do we got as a question today?
What we have as a question today is there are 8 teams that have a roofed stadium in Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they?
Teams of the roof.
Now, because we were not planning to do this, I put this bed on the hotkey pot. Songs are, so we're not getting dings and buzzers
I've
today.
Made
You're
that
just
fatal
getting right and wrongs.
Before.
Kyle?
I've never done that.
You're first up.
Toronto,
correct.
These are any types of roofs, right?
Yes, any type of roof, fixed, retractable, doesn't matter. If you have a roof.
Arizona,
correct.
Ding! You're going to have to make the noises now.
Thanks.
You signed up to do that.
Kyle?
The Astros.
The Ding. Old juice box. Ding.
Houston Astros. Braden.
Milwaukee.
Ding.
Ding.
Kyle.
Can I say the Devil Rays, even though they're not playing at their
Does
first
that count? All right, that counts. I didn't know about that. I didn't know if that was going to count or not. Right. That's fair. Seattle.
Ding.
Ding.
There's two left, Kyle. If you get this right, you are going to Vegas. Win. Yes.
Well, no, you're not.
Well,
you're,
no, you're qualified to go to Vegas.
Sued, man.
Qualified
Jeez.
To go to Vegas. You are qualified to go to Vegas. You are not going. You are qualified
foul
to go to Vegas.
On Frank for almost getting us sued. All right.
No worries. The Marlins.
You are qualified to go to Vegas. Braden, do you want to go for the sweep?
I got to think about it a little bit. Okay. Well, he already won, so
yes,
I guess
he has already won, so it doesn't really matter. Kyle, hang on the line.
It's not the NL West. We already got the one in the NL West. The AL. Oh, it's Texas.
It is the Rags, the Texas Rangers.
The Rag. That's rude.
Well, no, that's the New York nickname for the Rangers, but anyway.
The New York Hockey Rangers. Yes. New York just likes to have team names that are multiple in multiple sports, apparently.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Frank's dealing with Kyle. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Eddie to talk fantasy football, get you lineup set for this weekend, a fun weekend of the NFL. And when we come back on the Braden Soprano Show, final segment of a Thursday show on San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He's Frank Marchese. I'm Braden Soprano. This is the Braden Soprano Show, live and local, each and every day on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Let's get you set for fantasy football as we bring in our fantasy football expert, Eddie Brown. He writes for the San Diego Union Tribune. He comes on each and every week. Eddie, what's going on? How's the fantasy world doing for you and your teams?
Good. Last couple of weeks have been pretty solid. I can't really complain. Not dealing with a lot of injuries, and the buys haven't really hit, so everything's looking rosy these days.
Everything looking good and rosy as we get to the middle parts of the season. Let's talk about the big pickups and players to watch this week on the waiver wire that you might have missed if you didn't put in your picks already.
Yeah, you know, I think someone that I'm pretty excited about was Darren Waller. I really like what I've seen the last couple of weeks. There's always a caveat with his health. But the situation couldn't be any better without with Tyreek Hill done for the season. That's a pretty, concentrated pass game now. It's basically Waller, Jalen Waddle, and maybe a little bit of Devon Achane sprinkled in. And I think some people might be apprehensive because of his health history, but he's one of the few tight ends in the history of the NFL that's caught over 100 balls in a season. And he can have smash games. And right now, the last 2 weeks, he's outperforming every tight end in the NFL and fantasy. So if he's still available, I'd definitely go out and grab him.
We're talking with Eddie Brown, who is our fantasy football insider on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3. The Fan, he writes for the San Diego Union Tribune. Eddie, what are some of the other parts to right now in terms of strategy? You're at the middle part of the year. You know, some guys will stream some of their picks to make their roster good. I mean, if you're continuing to win, I mean, how much movement do you have to make? And is there something to be said about, you don't always have to make a move if you think your roster is good? What is your strategy as we get to the kind of early stages of the middle part of the year?
Yeah, I'm always a little apprehensive at this time of year because if I'm happy with my team, I'm a little less likely to comb the waiver wire. And there's still a lot of great stash candidates out there. And so I kind of feel like I'm missing out. But then I got to talk myself in to be like, well, you know, you're 4-1 or you're 3-2 and you're doing well and everything's kind of going, the games you lost, you know, because somebody outscored you or, you know, they had a big week or something like that. But really the waiver wire is where it's at. Even if you're good, I mean, you know, there's guys out there that are available, I look at guys like DeAndre Swift and Tony Pollard as guys to sell high on right now because I like Tajay Spears, who just came back, got activated off the IR. He's going to have a bigger role going forward with the Titans. I like Kyle Manungai in Chicago. I think DeAndre Swift has been okay. Fantasy-wise, he's been solid. But in real life, he hasn't been very good. And I think Kyle Manungai is a rookie that they really value in Chicago that they're going to give opportunity as the season goes on. Especially coming off a bye this week, I like Manungai and Luther Burden, even wide receiver they drafted early, to get more opportunities going forward. So the waiver wire is a big deal. I think staying on top, if you're streaming, staying on top a couple weeks ahead, you know, if like seeing who has the matchups going for the next couple weeks, a good example of that would be like the Patriots defense. I think they face the Saints this week, the Titans and the Browns, the next 3 weeks. So if you would have picked them up last week, you would have had them pretty much locked in for 3 weeks and you would have had to worry about streaming for a couple weeks.
We're talking with Eddie Brown, talking some fantasy football. Get your teams ready to go for this football weekend. We're talking more about tonight's game between the Eagles and the Phillies, or Phillies, the Eagles and the Giants in just a little bit. I do want to ask about the Bengals a little bit. They went out and traded for Joe Burrow. I mean, Jake Browning has not really been the answer for them. And fantasy-wise, I mean, Ja'Marr Chase took kind of a big hit without having Joe Burrow. That being said, Ja'Marr Chase did have a better week last week for Cincinnati, but when you have weapons like him and T. Higgins and, you know, a lot of players on their team that were expected to be fantasy improvements, how much does Joe Flacco kind of get them back to being what they were expected to be maybe at the beginning of the season when you were drafting some of these players on the Bengals?
Well, I think fantasy-wise, that's the thought process is it can't be any worse than Jake Browning. I'm a little skeptical that a Bengals offensive line that could not protect Burrow, could not protect Browning, is going to be able to protect the statuesque Joe Flacco and, you know, keep him upright for very long. Although, if they can, he's going to be able to make plays. Obviously, the arm's still there. But I think that's the thing. Some people were talking to me earlier in the week, were like, hey, should I go out and grab Flacco? I'm like, no, you know, don't worry about Flacco. I'd rather take the upside of, like, Jackson Dart if he's available in your league, but it should help guys like T. Higgins. It should help Chase Brown. I could see Chase Brown getting a lot of checkdowns because, like I said, that offensive line is not going to be able to protect Flacco. A guy this week actually that I am excited about is Mike Gesicki. I think Flacco targets his tight ends. I think if you're streaming tight ends, he's somebody that you want to target against Green Bay because they've allowed the fifth most fantasy points to tight ends. So I think that's actually somebody to keep on your radar for this week.
Let's talk about tonight's game. Who are some of the and Thursday games are tough, Eddie. I feel like you're either going to get a Thursday game that's a shootout, or you're going to get a Thursday division game that your fantasy players are not going to be, you know, highly productive. In this Thursday night game tonight between the Eagles and the Giants, is there anybody that you would usually start that you don't want to start on a Thursday if you have a better option? Is there anybody that, you know, that's not obvious that should be a must start because of the matchup?
Yeah, another reason that Thursdays are usually kind of volatile is because it's usually a divisional matchup, right? And those games are a little bit harder to read because they're so familiar. The two teams are so familiar with each other. You know, going into – and usually running backs have it easier on a short week and defenses have it easier on a short week. It's the skill players in the pass game and the offensive line that have a problem recovering and game planning in only a couple of days. So I usually focus on running back. You know, obviously, if you have Saquon Barkley, I know he's dealing with some type of injury, but he should be good to go. If you have Barkley against the Giants, that's obviously a good place to start. you know, outside of that, I think one of the guys that I'm concerned about tonight is Dallas Goedert. Like, he's been one of the better tight ends in fantasy so far, but he's going up against a defense that's been pretty good. The Giants have actually been pretty good at shutting down tight ends this season, and most of his production in fantasy has been TD dependent. He has only 8 catches in the last 3 games, but 4 of those catches have been touchdowns. I'm not sure that he's going to be able to be that efficient going forward. So if you're trying to decide whether to start him tonight or not, I'd probably, if you have a better option, I'd go with that.
Talking with Eddie Brown to get your fantasy football lineup set up and ready to go for this weekend. Eddie, let's talk about some of the matchups. And again, we talked about the Thursday night game, which is always difficult with the, you know, divisional matchups. We have 2 Monday night games, which is interesting. But the other one is, you know, these international games. Jets and Broncos in London this weekend. That's a game that starts at 6:30 in the morning on the West Coast. Who are some of the players that fantasy owners should not forget to start before the early morning wake-up call?
Yeah, right. I think the obvious starters are Cortland Sutton, J.K. Dobbins for the Broncos. Also, the Broncos defense can't really go wrong with those guys. I think for the Eagles, they have a very concentrated offense, and Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall, if you have those, they're pretty much locked in your lineup. You don't really think about it right now. I think people are kind of skeptical of both quarterbacks. Nick's hasn't been as great as what we thought. He hasn't taken a step forward. And Justin Fields is just, like, if you watch it, it doesn't look as good as it ends up being in the, you know, actually how the stats play out at the end of the game. The reality, though, with Justin Fields is that he's finished 3 games this year, and he's finished as the 2nd, 4th, and 7th best quarterback in fantasy that week. So I think he's an obvious starter, too. I'm not sure if everybody looks at him that way. But I think he's somebody that you kind of lock in if you have him, unless you have a better option, because he not a lot of teams drafted him first at quarterback. I think Evan Engram is somebody for the Broncos that should have a good matchup in this one. He's going up against a defense. I think they've allowed 4 touchdowns to tight ends the last 2 games, so there's obviously something leaking out with the Jets defense. That's another thing. The Jets defense isn't Robert Saleh's defense. Aaron Glenn hasn't really kind of, you know, instituted his plan yet. So I think there, if you have guys like R.J. Harvey, Marvin Mims, and you need flex, I think Troy Franklin is a great start this week. If you need flex help, he's somebody that's averaging 6 targets per game, and the Jets have basically been leaking points to wide receivers the last 2 or 3 weeks.
I thought about this question in terms of, like, thinking about Derrick Henry for a second. You know, Derrick Henry is a player that on a team that's expected to win like the Ravens and have leads, he's going to get the carries late. He's going to grind out yards. He's going to get touchdowns near the goal line. But on a team that's 1-4, that has had an injured quarterback in Lamar Jackson, that is not necessarily the team that they're expected to be, does his fantasy value go down? Based on the beginning results of the season, are there any players that were, and I guess it's kind of like the question I asked you about the Bengals, but are there players that were expected to be on good teams that no longer have as much fantasy value with their team off to a worse start and projecting to be not necessarily a good football team when it's all said and done at the end of the year?
Well, I think Henry's a good point, actually. You brought up Henry is, you know, obviously without Lamar, if he didn't score a touchdown last week, he wouldn't have had a great week. I think he's going to, if Lamar doesn't play this week against the Rams, I think he's in for a bad game against the Rams. They're a really good run defense. But I think he's somebody you target as maybe a buy low candidate, because coming off the bye, Lamar should be back. And they have the Bears and the Dolphins defenses, and those are 2 defenses that Henry could probably dominate against. I'm really concerned about, you know, I think they're going to be a good team, and I think they're going to be, I think they're going to be competing for the NFC title when it's all said and done. But I'm really concerned about the Eagles' passing game. As somebody who got Jalen Hurts and kind of paired him with AJ Brown in certain leagues and paired him with Devontae Smith in other leagues, I'm concerned. They are really apprehensive at letting him go. They don't like to do it unless the other team forces them to do it. Barkley hasn't been as great. We talked about that in the preseason, how I was pretty skeptical that he'd be able to follow up last season with anything mm-hmm. that was remotely close. And so it's kind of concerning, especially when you factor in A.J. Brown just being, I wouldn't say a malcontent, but, you know, being very vocal when he's not given opportunities. And I'm not saying he's wrong. He's not wrong. They should open up the pass game. Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. He's proven time and time again in the last several years that he's capable of putting up big games with his arm. Just something about that offensive game plan and them doing what they're doing. I think they're going to be a good team, but I'm at this point, like, if you can get something for A.J. Brown that's relative value, if you can get something for Devontae Smith, like, if you don't think they're going to turn it around or they're going to unleash the pass game, then I would definitely sell at this point because I'm pretty concerned. They're being really stubborn at this point. And I guess as the champions, they've earned that right, but they're being pretty stubborn. They should be – I thought going into the year they should be more pass-forward than they were last year. There's no way Barkley was going to be able to carry the load he did last year.
In terms of matchups to watch for this weekend, it seems like a lot of must start a lot of Rams this weekend against Baltimore from a lot of different pages out there in fantasy football world. The other one too, it's like to me, it's like the Caleb Williams matchup, or some experts like Caleb Williams against Washington. New England's playing New Orleans down there. I personally got Caleb Williams and Drake May. Drake May seems to really is starting to settle into his own right now. Who do you think is going to have a better fantasy weekend, Drake May against New Orleans or Caleb Williams against Washington?
I like both this week, but I'm huge on Drake May this week. I'm huge on Drake May for the rest of the season, to the point that I think Stephon Diggs and Travion Henderson are huge buy low candidates right now. I think May specifically this week, I mean, the Saints have allowed multiple touchdowns to quarterbacks in every game this season. And I think they've been playing better than most of us expect, and they still haven't been very good. I think the win against Buffalo is huge for the Patriots. I think May is ascending, and I think that offense is going to ascend with him. The offensive line better than it was last year. It still hasn't gotten good. It's better, but the cool thing in fantasy with Drake May is that he offers production with his legs as well. So I like Caleb. I like the Bears match. I think that Bears Commanders matchup is going to be pretty entertaining on Monday night. But I'd go with Drake May this week.
Last thing for you, is this the breakout weekend for Tetaroa McMillan with the Panthers against the Cowboys?
It's not now. Win. I mean, there's no other receiver on that team that's getting the opportunities that he is. The Panthers, you know, Bryce Young's actually been decent this year. Hasn't been great. Hasn't taken a step forward like some people had hoped he had or would. But the Cowboys' defense is atrocious. You have to target them every week in fantasy. I think you target them. I think you target the Bengals' defense. I think the Dolphins' defense is one of those defenses that you're starting to target every week. But I think he has his first real true breakout game against the Cowboys. And I think going forward, if he's available in your league as far as like as a trade option, I'd even target him there too, because I think the Panthers going forward have a top seven schedule for wide receivers. So I think it's sky's the limit going forward for McMillan.
Eddie, appreciate the time as always. Thanks again for being a wealth of knowledge when it comes to fantasy football. Enjoy the games this weekend and look forward to talking to you again next Thursday.
I appreciate it, Brendan. You take care.
Eddie Brown from the San Diego Union Tribune joins us each and every Thursday to get your fantasy lineup set for the weekend in the National Football League, which starts tonight. Eagles and Giants. That will be airing on our radio waves coming up after Gwen and Chris, who are up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Braden Suprenant. This has been the Braden Suprenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We'll be back tomorrow talking more Padres baseball, but also getting you ready for the football weekend. Join us tomorrow at 10. See you then. That That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.